The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Did you do transition year? So it's 50 years old this year. And I think within 20 years of it being launched, it was in every single school in the state. But 50 years since it was first launched, did you do it? If you did, what did you do in transition year? Was it worth it? Are you glad you did it? Or was it a waste of time? 087-1400-106, the number to get in touch with those answers. Alex Rowley, News Talk reporter, he did it and he's on the line. Alex, why did you do transition year?
Do you know what, Kieran? I actually had decided at the end of third year I was full sure on going to fifth year. I wanted to get out of school straight away. I thought I had an idea of what I wanted to do. So I said, okay, chosen subjects, and I was going into fifth year. And I was the only one probably out of my friend group who was going into fifth year, you know, without doing transition year. Most of the lads, most of the girls from my year were doing transition year. And then on the day before we went back to school at the end of the summer, I chickened out last minute and decided I'd do transition year.
Why did you chicken out?
I don't know. I just, for some reason, I can't even tell you what was the defining thing. I just remember having this overwhelming anxiety of feeling, maybe it was a feeling of being left out, I think. I think that was the main reason where I changed last minute. And thankfully the school, you know, they were fine with this. And, you know, I remember mom taking me over and me just having a meeting with the principal being like, was there any chance I could just come in and transition year tomorrow? And fair play to them, they accommodated us. But
So it was nothing to do with the content of transition year or anything like that. It was just that everybody else was doing it and you didn't want to miss out.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's it. But also the content of transition year, I was feeling like I was being left out of that content as well. You know, so it was, and as well, you know, all my friends were going to be doing fun things and going to be going on work experience and everything. And I was going to be studying French and, you know, ag science and biology. So I just thought it seemed like it was better crack. And I think I'm all the better for it. I think that transition year changed my life.
In what way?
I don't think I'd be in radio if I didn't do transition year. You know, I don't think I'd be working for News Talk. I mean, I might maybe some way down the line, I might have, you know, done that. But I was full sure I wanted to go and study paramedicine or, you know, be a paramedic or go into an emergency service of some way. That was what I wanted to do before I did transition year. I had some inkling, you know, years ago that maybe I wanted to do journalism because I had family members who had done it. Like, you know, I'm a third generation journalist now. So I had some form of idea and I was thinking I might study journalism maybe just to have some life experience of a college degree under my belt. But I had absolutely no, like, you know, I wasn't sure if I wanted to do it. And then I did transition year and I did work experience as a mechanic. I did it with the guards. I did it with the Air Corps. And I had great fun in all of them. But the one that I had the most fun at was in a radio station. And I met
you worked as a mechanic, you worked with the guards and you worked with the Air Corps. I mean,
yeah.
I worked in the stockroom in Sherwood's electrical shop in Kilkenny.
Yeah, it was great fun. I mean, my cousin's in the Air Corps. So I asked him, you know, how to do it. And he gave me the pointer of how to get onto it. And luckily I got onto that program. And it was a real team building week. Like, they brought us up to Baldonnell and we just got to see around the whole base. And then we did team building exercises. We built rifles as well. And it was fun. And then the guards, they kind of brought us to like the criminal court of justice. That was actually going into COVID. I did that once. So that got cut short. But we were doing, we were going to go visit a prison and the armed support unit and scene of crime and everything. And then in the mechanic, that was the kind of last minute thing. I didn't really have anywhere to go. And I thought, I do like cars, so I thought I'd do it. And it was handy to know. I mean, you know, learn how to change tires and change air filters and take a turbo out of a car after 3 hours of cursing underneath it and banging your head. But most fun I had was in a radio station the day after the general election. The count was still going on. And that was my first ever time about learning about politics, learning about how to produce a talk show and learning how to read the news.
So would you recommend it, Alex, to others?
100%. My little sister has just finished fifth year. I really wish she did transition year because it's a year where I felt, you know, I felt like my entire friend group, we all sort of matured and we all were able to, we had the freedom as well to be trusted. I think it's very important that a teenager, I think, nearly feels trusted because when you're that age, you want to feel like a grown up, you know, somewhat. You don't want to have the full responsibilities of being an adult, but you do want to be treated like one.
Yeah.
And I noticed that all the teachers gave us extra responsibilities. And I remember even coming up to COVID, like we were going around before the lockdown happened, we were going around cleaning classrooms and, you know, trying to maintain social distancing between people. And during the year, like, they sent us out on like Tidy Towns initiatives and everything, which is great crack. You're going around Gosden with all the adults in the town and picking up rubbish. And it doesn't sound like it's great crack, but it was fun.
One of our listeners says, I worked in Oxfam and I worked in a primary school. I never wanted to be a teacher, but it was an easy 2 weeks, they say.
Yeah.
Somebody else says, TY was a massive mistake. 9 honours and 1 pass in my junior cert and then 200 points in my leaving cert. I got so lazy. I also started working in a pub in transition year, which gave me the taste of money. So I was mitching off school to work in fifth and sixth year. Joran Dublin says, I did the junior cert in 2004 in Carrick and Shannon. Transition year wasn't an option in my school. I was very young going to college, though, which did impact on the crack. And somebody else, similar to that pub worker, I did transition year and I completely lost my work ethic because of it and I never got it back. I wouldn't recommend it. Eric Nelligan is with us as well, is the assistant principal in St. Munchin's College in Limerick. Eric, I mean, do you recommend it? Do you think on balance it's been a worthwhile endeavour, transition year?
It will depend on the student. It would depend on the boy or girl and their level of maturity and what they want in life. I suppose what they want in education. So the comments you've just read out there from your texters and from your earlier first contributor, they sum up exactly what transition year is. For some students, it is an exceptional experience. They get to go on work experience in a whole variety of places, like Mr. Rowley there you were talking to. He mentioned going to a mechanic and going into a radio station. Like, talk about a world of a difference, but both equally positive. But you also have to keep in mind, it does not work for some students. Some students, unfortunately, it's a waste of a year and it greatly impacts on their work ethic. So it's very important. And the key here is, and again, your first contributor touched on it, all his friends were doing transition year. So he changed his mind last minute and joined them, even though he didn't want to. And that happens a lot where it is seen as kind of an easygoing year where you experience an awful lot of new ideas and you experience an awful lot of new activities. And it's a break from the study, so to speak. And they do have good fun. But a lot of them do because their friends are doing it. And then some of them just sit inside there and they don't want to participate in the activities. And it should be, if a school does it right, it should be activity based. So we do things like, we do yoga retreats. And can you imagine how I teach an all boys school and bring 100 lads to yoga? Some of them love it. Some of them absolutely have no time for it. We do modules on building things out of Lego. So they build bridges to see how the mechanics work. You know, we integrate it into engineering and things like that. And some of them love it and some of them go, what the hell, we're 16 playing with Lego. Do you know what I mean? So,
I'd wager there's a few people listening, Eric, who are thinking, hold on, they're 16 and they're going off to do yoga and play with Lego. Sounds like great crack.
It does sound, it is great crack for some, but then of course the flip side is, there are some children that literally want, or some teenagers that want to get out of school. If you have a clearly defined educational plan, and some children at that age have that, they know what they want to be, they know what college course they want to do. If that's your case, maybe transition year isn't for you.
Are they in a minority though, Eric? Certainly, like I said, it's a long time since I did it now, but only a handful of fellas in my school skipped transition year. The overwhelming majority did it.
Correct. Yes, we would find out of 120 or 115 boys a year, you're looking at about 100 do it.
So yeah.
The vast, vast majority do it. But of that 100 that do it, you're probably looking about 20 or 25 that maybe looking back now, we shouldn't have done it.
Okay.
But you don't know. You can only find that out during the year. And then obviously you can't send someone into fifth year half or into fifth year half around Christmas time when you figured out that they were the wrong type of person. But it's important in a school that they do a good research on it and kind of look at the young fella, look at the girl, see what their personality is and how you think they'll get on.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's actually for the better if you don't get it, but the vast majority have a splendid experience.
Can I ask a question? Maybe this is a silly question. Before transition year, did people go straight from third year to, they hardly went third year to fifth year. Like, was the final year in school fifth year?
That's what I did. I was...
You called it... So you, what you called fourth year and fifth year was the leaving cert cycle.
Well, yeah, well, or, we used to call it fifth and sixth. So we used to... Like,
so what? Where was fourth year?
I know. Our school didn't even have transition year. When I did my leaving cert in 1996, so whatever, 94, 95 at that age, we didn't even have transition year in my school. But we still went 1, 2, 3, fifth and sixth.
Did nobody stop and ask Eric, where's fourth year gone?
I'm sure we did, but the answers were I'm sure the answers were pretty told to us, but it's just the way things are. But it is really good. I personally would have loved to, because one year in the introduction there, I was 16 in my Leaving Cert. That was ferocious.
Well, actually, I was going to say that, because that was one of the arguments in favour of it, certainly when I was in school, is that if you didn't do it, you would have been only 16 turning 17 in Leaving Cert year, and then 17 going off to college if you were going off to college. Whereas now, kids start school a year later, by and large. You know, my kids, if they do transition year, now they're only primary school, but if they do it, they'll be 19 doing their Leaving Cert or turning 19. So I guess that argument is no longer applies to the same degree.
Yeah, no, you're 100% correct. Like when I did my Leaving Cert, I was 16 sitting the Leaving Cert and I just turned 17 moving off to college. But now the students are doing their junior cert at 16 now and they're 18 and 19 in the Leaving Cert. And it just means then, and it's something you probably don't think about when you're a teenager, but it just means then you do a four-year degree. You might be 23, 24 finishing that. A lot of people now do a master's because that seems to be what people need to do to get ahead in life. So you could be well into your mid-20s before you're actually working your first fully paid job if you decide not to go traveling the world for a year or two to get it to refresh after 20 years of education. So a lot of people are putting off their life decisions. And then that leads to some of the conversations you have about young people not being able to afford a house because, well, they've spent so long in education that they're well into their 30s or 40s before they're making decent money to be able to afford a house. So short term, sometimes there's sometimes there's pain in the distance if you kind of procrastinate for too long.
Is it harder to manage the kids who are kind of 18, even 19 years old in sixth year? Or do they still kind of have that deference to authority?
Yeah, you know, they do, in fairness. But by that age, most, I would find... beyond 15, 16, the students that don't like school anymore, a lot of them kind of go off and get a job. They leave and they go working. So the students that are left then, for the most part, they want to be there. And especially when they're 18 or 19, they're that bit more mature. They don't argue with teachers anymore. They come in and do their job. If they don't want to be in school, most of them don't cause any hassle because they've gone out of that kind of immature teenage era. So most young fellas in school, I teach in a boys' school, that's why I'm saying fellas, obviously.
But yeah.
Most students in school at 18, 19, they're mature now. They're young adults. They're decent. While they still might wear the school uniform, in their head, they are mature. Most of them are very, very mature. And it is a nice way to teach them in sixth year because, especially when you come to the last exam, you can emphasize that this does have a significant impact on what way your life will go. Because if you don't get the results you want, you may have to go through a PLC route or a longer route to get to where you want, which adds more years to your educational plan.
Alex, did you find it hard to kind of get up and running again in terms of study when you got into fifth year? You know, like I said, a couple of the texters getting in touch suggest that they kind of took the foot off the pedal and found it really hard to study again when they got into the senior cycle.
Yeah, well, I mean, in fairness, that's kind of why I nearly did transition years, because I was staring down the barrel of like two more years of slogan, and I just kind of thought, look, I don't know if that was another reason. I don't know if I want to go straight in and do that as well. I suppose I had more of a... I had more of a path. I knew where I wanted to go, so I knew the amount of work I had to do. You know, I was always getting good parent teacher meeting results, but the one thing they were kind of saying was, you know, he is capable of so much more, and it was because I was kind of just doing what I had to do. Now I wasn't like failing things left, right, and centre by any means, but I was doing well enough to pass, and you know, in certain subjects that I really liked, I was doing really, really well. So I kind of just took it I've been quite good, you know, in junior cert in the first couple of years anyway, and I've been very good in primary school in terms of my academic capability. So I tried to kind of not kill myself in the last 2 years, but then when it came up to exam time, I would, you know, pull my hair out and you know, grind my teeth at night because I was stressed around those times. But aside from that, I think I had quite a good work ethic. I mean, I was trying to implement the work ethic outside of college as well, or outside of school as well, to try and get into the career I wanted to get into. You know, I started a podcast and I did a few other things just to try and get into radio and get more connections.
One listener suggests the junior cert was at the end of fourth year and then the leaving cert at sixth year. So a 4 year junior cert cycle, maybe. Somebody else, though, I love this one. In our school, you went from first year to third year and then fourth, fifth, and sixth year. I did my leaving at 16, going on 17, way too young. Somebody else says their kids, all four of their kids, did TY and loved it. The youngest did his work experience in the Netherlands in the company of his oldest brother. So they all got something out of it. That's from Kathy. But Sandra says it's an absolute